I was up for 22 hours yesterday because I had an overnight shoot. So I am running on 4 hours of sleep,
Danny,
from this morning.
I am 100% shocked that you didn't cancel today.
Why would I cancel?
Because you have a sleep disorder and I assumed you would get no sleep.
I got 4 hours of sleep. I do have a sleep disorder. I am taking the day off tomorrow to recover. Okay. And my new meds are like doing the job. So,
oh, there you go. You seem very amped right now.
It's because I'm running on 4 hours of sleep.
Cocaine, what's a hell of a drug? All right, everybody, welcome to Can We Save the Cat, your world-famous podcast where we pitch some ideas, and today will be very special. We'll be pitching ideas about cats, and we're going to go around the virtual writer's room and decide which one to take, and we're going to make that idea into the next big thing. I'm Justin Eugene, writer and producer.
I'm Danny Hanks, writer and director.
And I'm Brian Hayes, writer and actor.
And actor.
And actor.
Coming to you in a theater near you.
Oh my God. I wish. Do you know what I realized the other day?
No.
I realized that my Twitter and Instagram names are different.
For Can We Save the Cat?
Well, no, for me. I always say, follow me at Bredacted. And I could have sworn I had the same everywhere because that's my Xbox name. That's my Instagram name. Like, that's my name. But apparently, Twitter, I'm Bredacted42. And I feel like just the biggest goober in the world.
I noticed that, actually. I feel like I should have brought that up.
You should have. It's like when somebody asks you what your cell phone number is, it's hard because you never call yourself, so you don't remember your number. So, like,
Doesn't remember their number?
You guys sounded so scripted when you did that.
Really?
Like, you know what? I did notice that.
Oh.
Audience, I would like to say this was not scripted. This is actually real conversation. I know they have an acting background, and I know it doesn't seem that way right now, but yeah, this is how they really act with each other.
All right. I'm ready to talk about some motherfucking cats.
Danny, what are you eating? Is it sliced mango or is it cheese?
Cheese.
Mango.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
You held it up and I still literally didn't know because...
Yeah, it does look cheese like cheese, doesn't it? Sliced
mango. Well, it kept like falling out of
frozen
your hands.
Frozen mango.
Okay. Well, I want to go eat tacos.
That sounds delicious. I had Shake Shack today.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Strawberry milkshake and a Shack burger.
Okay. Their chicken sandwiches are shockingly really great.
I feel weird getting a chicken sandwich there because it is a burger place. And it feels like you should get the burger.
Yeah.
I don't eat burgers, so I always get like a hot dog.
That
you
sounds
don't
like
eat
you.
Burgers, but you eat a fucking processed like crazy hot dog where you don't know what's in there.
She doesn't like dogs. She's a cat person.
I don't like ground beef patties.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a texture
okay.
thing. Okay. Like, I don't like meatballs. I don't like meatloaf.
Totally
I don't
fair.
Like. I can do like tacos with ground beef. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I made. Yeah, that's interesting. Do you like beans?
Yeah, I like beans.
Refried
I
beans?
I just can't. I like refried beans.
Are you about to describe your taco to us?
Well, no, because those are like, I'm trying to think of like oddly textured foods. Because
celery?
I wouldn't think ground beef is like an odd texture.
I don't like avocado.
I don't like celery and I don't like onions because of texture.
I don't like avocado because what? I think it has no flavor. Like, what is the point of a... It's the same thing with an egg. What is the point of an egg? It's literally there for
it's
calories.
An egg.
It has no flavor.
It's
eggs
protein.
Have no flavor. Exactly. It's protein and calories. It has no flavor.
Have
Why
you
wouldn't
never
I...
had like a good egg yolk?
I don't think so.
I have.
Yeah, no, you need like a good liquidy egg yolk onto a like piece of toast.
Or a burger.
Or a burger. But I don't like burgers. I mean, I don't like papaya. I love the taste of papaya, but I can't do the texture of papaya.
It's fair. Anyways,
avocados and eggs have no taste. That is the hill I will die on.
Avocados are great for your hair, Brian.
Yeah, I'm sure
Brian
they are.
Brian is wrong.
Yeah.
And you get that silky smooth hair, Brian.
It's pretty good. I haven't washed it at all this week.
Just put some avocado in it.
So I've tried to like only wash my hair once a week, but what I've realized is like working out is hard to only wash your hair once a week. What?
It's totally fair.
How often do you wash your hair, Justin?
Yeah, you're not supposed to overwash it.
I was not laughing at your hair. I was laughing at something. I thought you were going somewhere else with your sentence earlier. Oh. And I just started processing where that story would go in my head. And it was very funny for me.
Making things inappropriate again.
It actually was inappropriate. That's why. But I started laughing because like my brain like started doing the story. I couldn't even hear what you were saying. I was like, what if he started saying that? And then we went there. Oh, that's funny. Oh,
God. All right. Listen.
My creative brain is moving.
Listen, everybody. Listen up. Sound like I'm going to stick them up.
Oh, there you go.
So it's episode 49, one more till the big 50, which we have a fun surprise in store for 50. It's something we've talked about a little bit, but it's not probably going to be something that anybody's expecting because it's not really our format. It's more just for us just to have fun and put out something that's going to be interesting for our 50th episode. But last week, we did talk about a teaser of sorts for this week's episode and dove into a bit of what the future of Can We Save the Cat looks like. And essentially what it boils down to is this. We believe there are so many stories out there to tell and so many people that can tell them. What we've decided to do is kind of abandon the idea of the same three hosts every week. So we'll now have a rotating set of hosts that we call the Writer's Room. Three hosts, but they could be at random. And the guests will now be treated as that third host. So what does that mean for you, the listener? Nothing. We are going to be taking a short break after next week's episode. And when we get back, we'll be doing a few celebration episodes for our year. And then it's business as usual. Once a week, you'll see us and... you know, one week it may be the trifecta of Danny, Justin, and myself, and the next week it could be none of us. There's no schedule for when somebody will appear. You just know that you'll have a weekly episode of Can We Save the Cat with our group of hosts.
It's a rotating writer's room.
It's a rotating writer's room, exactly. And without spoiling anything, what we can say is that some of your favorite guests from previous episodes, we've asked to be a part of the rotation, and we're very, very excited that they have agreed to do so. So just kind of be on the lookout for some of the announcements as we celebrate our 1 year and look beyond to season two, what we're calling it. With all that being said, we're super excited to do some fun things over the next couple of weeks, next few episodes, and that begins right now. Cat-themed pitches. This is Can We Save the Cat? And we've decided this week, if we're going to be saving cats every week, we should do pitches about cats. So, Justin, what is your g-darn pitch about a cat?
My gosh darn pitch. We've gone kid-friendly. Disney Plus has been really in your head lately.
Just wait till my what are you watching?
I can't wait. mine is about a cat. Can you believe that? It is a cartoon.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Animated series. It is about the mayor of Dogtown, which the mayor of Dogtown is a cat. And basically, it's Seinfeld. Remember the TV show Seinfeld?
Yes.
Seinfeld, like, everyday type problems that the people are having.
Okay.
And I want to make it so random and, like, weird and funny. So they're going to solve their own problems. But basically, the cat will come in at many points of the show and just say meow. And somehow... everyone will understand it except for the audience, and that will be the show. Just like mindless, dumb, funny.
Interesting.
It's like, think BoJack Horseman, but like a little less dark.
Okay. Okay.
Like maybe BoJack Horseman meets Seinfeld, something like that. But like it, I want it to be funny more than like deep, but have them go through like your normal, everyday, random problems that people go through. But it's just kind of funny because the cat's like just talks with meows, and everyone understands what he's saying, and the audience is like, what just happened?
Okay. I like how Justin started that by, it's like, hey, do you guys remember Seinfeld, one of the most popular TV shows of all time?
Well, Danny's like 21 years old.
I'm not, but thank you.
You know how many episodes I've seen of Seinfeld, Brian?
How many?
Five.
Oh my God. I tried to get into it and I watched the first season and I was done. I couldn't. It's not for me.
It's not for me either. Yeah. But I mean, I get the idea of it. It's like, it's a show about nothing. It's just random. It doesn't connect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my pitch is this.
It's not better. I agree.
No, it will be. Okay, guys. Listen, Jonas is fed up. Okay. His best friend Bart has gone missing from his home and nobody's looking for him. So Jonas takes matters into his own hands, or should I say, paws, and hits the streets of the city searching high and low. No pause for concern. You could say, Danny, that he's felining out the situation. Okay. You could say he's trying to take meowders into his own hands because Jonas and Bart are cats. And this is a 50s noir-style thriller set in the vein of Zootopia and set in New Stork City, where it's just another perfect day for crime.
I am...
Great pitch. Great pitch. Is this animated?
Yeah, probably.
Like a Milo and Otis, but film noir.
I was like, yeah, CGI basically. Film noir would be very funny.
And like the cats are wearing like little detective hats and his name's Bot and he talks like this, see? Like Humphrey Bogart style. Yeah.
All right. My turn. So we're going true Save the Cat.
Okay.
Heist comedy about a group of people who are trying to save the world's smallest wildcat from the zoo. So, world's smallest wildcat is the rusty spotted cat. It's like 3 pounds. It's so tiny. And so, this zoo has this rusty spotted cat, and it's pregnant. And there are these people who believe that this cat should not be born into captivity. This cat should learn to grow up in the wild. So, they decide to pull a heist and basically sneak this cat out and try to get it back to its home. But they have to go against a group of poachers who want to sell the cat since it is a really prized animal. So that's mine. Literally Saving the Cat. Partially inspired by, apparently there are some people who snuck a shark out of the zoo by wrapping it in a towel and treating it like a baby. So
Free Willy.
Oh my God. It's literally Save the Cat, guys. Heist comedy. How do you heist a zoo to get a teeny tiny little cat? And then you get the comedy of like this teeny tiny little cat that...
Free Willy, let's go.
Free Willy!
But like Free Willy with a little itchy bitchy adorable cat.
Oh my God.
Who tries to kill everybody and rip their faces off.
Oh my God.
All right. And then the Finternet.
Yes. All right. Danny, reverse order.
Oh my God.
Do you want me to go first?
This is going to be a really short episode. I'm going to vote for Brian's because I just feel like...
Unbelievable. The audacity.
Le Chat Noir. We can literally call it that. That means a black cat.
Ooh. Done.
I don't know anything about noir though, so I'm going to need some help.
So, Justin... Can't believe I'm doing this. It took 49 episodes.
He's going to vote for himself. He's terrible. I love it.
Oh my God.
Danny, you set it up so well. Oh my God.
It's been 49 episodes, but you and I have never been more on the same page. I'm going with yours because plot twist.
Ryan, you're a coward.
My partner and I have been watching this show on Disney Junior. Yes, I said that correctly. It's called Bluey, and it's about this little Australian dog and her family, and it's like a kid's show. But damn it, if it isn't cute and funny for adults as well. And so whenever you were pitching your pitch, I kind of thought of a mix between BoJack and Bluey. So it could be like... Very weird for the adults, but also a kid's show that's like maybe kind of educational as well. So I'm going Seinfeld.
Dogtown.
Dogtown. Okay. Mayor of Dogtown. Yeah.
Mayor of Okay. Well, Justin, I guess it's all up to you.
Do I make it weird and make it a three-way tie? No, I vote for myself because I'm that person. You're GD right.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brian, you are a coward. You should have voted for yourself.
I can't believe he pulled the 49. It's been 49 episodes. I was like, for sure he's going to vote for himself.
Oh, man.
Great plot twist.
No, I just think this could be a really funny kids.
I think it could be an actual show.
Oh, my
Danny's
God.
Danny's could be an actual show, but I just got an actual movie, but I like would never watch it.
That's fair.
So you know what I just realized?
I would also never watch it.
Okay, so I'm going to save this for the end, but I just realized something very heartbreaking that I just did with that.
Did Justin win?
I'm not
win?
Happy about it.
No.
I'm not happy about
no.
this.
No. No.
Motherfuckers. Y'all, I didn't even look at this.
How
oh,
many?
Oh, no. It was tied. Justin and I were tied going into this. If I would have voted for myself, I would have won.
Send help.
I hate both of you.
I hate both of us, too. I'm very mad at myself.
All right. Well,
for anyone who's trying to understand what just happened, this is our 49th episode. We have been keeping track of who wins each episode. Going into this episode, without looking, it just so happened that Danny and our guests were tied at 11 wins, and Justin and I were tied at 13. And it came down to our two pitches. So whoever won is basically now like leading. So this is very disheartening as we wrap up the three-host format.
Well, I've won season one.
Damn it!
Ugh.
Season one goes to the producer.
Damn it.
Does that mean I'm the most creative in the group? Is that what that means?
No, it means that we never vote
I
for
think
the,
it
the
does.
Best episode.
Yeah, it means we never vote for the best idea, clearly, because I'm losing.
Because I would have won this one.
Well, that's not how they
Let's go.
Pitches.
Let's get on with this, Justin.
Welcome
okay,
to business.
So, Justin, remind me of your pitch because I heard children's show, Cat is Mayor of Dogtown, just comes in and meows.
It's literally it.
That's the pitch, homie.
The people have problems that are really minute and small, and the mayor comes in and solves them. Now, I don't like them just saying meow and it being solved. But
I feel like in my mind, they're somehow fixing the problem themselves.
Okay.
But then the cat just comes in and just talks like meowing, like you can't understand it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We should do this. And then they do the correction. So you see the correction, but you didn't hear the words. You just physically see what they do to fix it. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah. So part of the comedy comes in. The cat meows. You have no idea what the cat just said, but they do it and it works.
Yeah.
And it could be something ridiculous. It could be something logical. It could be.
Yeah. Like, let's say it's as simple as like so-and-so like never cleans the dishes.
Yeah.
And they have an honest conversation or whatever. And then the mayor comes in like this, like to solve a domestic problem in the house, meows. And they're like, that's right. We should talk this out. Let's do a chore chart. Yeah. That's a great idea. And you're just like, what the fuck just happened?
I think this would be literally a great kid show where they're like 15 minutes apiece.
Yeah, I was going to say that's going to be like a 10-minute show.
Yeah, okay. It's like Absolutely. A 10-minute episode, and it could literally be called Mayor of Dogtown, and every episode, it's like, yeah, it's like people are just having their quarrels throughout town.
So my question is everybody dogs, or is this just like a town that has a lot of dogs and one cat?
That's kind of where I was going to let you guys like help me on that. Like, I mean, the idea to me was funny that it was like the mayor of Dogtown was a cat. But right. I don't think it has to be all dogs. It can be because I think that's funny too. But like, it could be as simple as like all of them are different.
I also feel like maybe it's like a different world that's like almost like the Secret Life of Pets type deal where it's like the world is run by dogs. It's like from the dog's point of view, not from the human's point of view. So like part of the problems can be like, you know, I'm taking my human to the human park.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I mean, that, I mean,
if you're going Rick and Morty messed up with it, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I think it's definitely like Justin was alluding to with BoJack Horseman is like the animals are the characters, or they're not dogs and cats, etc.
Okay.
It's
yeah, I guess the question is the cat solving dog problems or universal problems?
I think it's universal.
Okay, so in that case, they are like BoJack Horseman is a good example. There's probably some humans, there's probably some dogs.
It's one of those things like, you could have had them all be dogs, and it's kind of funny that a cat's running it, because like, that's the whole thing, why is the cat in charge?
Yeah.
Or you could have them be like BoJack Horseman, where there's like everything, like unicorns to horses to like fucking cows.
People.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
This is the only cat, though, I think.
Yeah.
That's kind of the funny thing. It's like, oh, this cat is, like, dominating everybody.
I like the idea of, like, an orange tabby that is in, like, a business suit, and he just comes in, and he's just like, meow. And then that solves it.
It's like Puss in Boots, except for it's...
Or you know what would be really funny? Oh, this could get weird.
That's us.
Danny, lean more into like Adventure Time and Rick and Morty and stuff like that. And like kind of this surreal animated style almost, where you have this very 2D animated town with all these characters. They have their problems. And then they're like, let's go to the mayor of Dogtown about this. They'll know what to do. And then they go and they present their problem. And then we cut to this scene of an actual real life cat. that just meows.
I scratch it.
Just
that's a little too weird for me, but I think it's funny for like one YouTube video.
Only if we do it baby son, like from the Teletubbies. Just superimpose this cat head as baby son.
Oh my god.
And it just meows.
I think that would work for one YouTube random episode, but like for a show, I don't think that would work.
I think that would be freaking hilarious.
I mean, we might as well go to puppets if we're doing shit like that. No, I mean, I think it's, in my mind, it was like, who's the agent in BoJack Horseman? Isn't that a cat or is that a fox?
It's a cat. It's Princess Carolyn.
I was thinking something like that, but like, I don't know cats, so like, I don't really care what it is. It was just kind of like, cat comes in and they talk. It doesn't have to be one meow. They could like meow, 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 meow. And you're just like, you're like, as an audience member, trying to like figure out what she's saying, like just by context. And you're like, I wonder what she just said. And then you figure it out because they like do it or they say it.
Yeah.
So let's figure out this cat. Because like there's a difference between like stuffy business cat in a suit, or is this just like a normal cat?
I think it's just like a normal cat.
Yeah. But so I don't think it's mayor. Like in a suit. But I think it's partially the mayor because cats don't give a fuck.
Well, I think it's one of those things like either they all wear clothes or they... Well, I guess if you have humans, they all have to wear clothes, right?
I don't think there should be humans.
Well, there's no humans. They don't have to wear...
I'm just imagining like an animated human walking on all fours with no clothes.
That's fucking weird.
Oh my God.
No, I was thinking like, I mean, if it's all animals, I guess it depends. I don't know if you had to dress them up or not.
No, you don't.
It's a kid show, so I figured it's
what you could also do if you want to go surreal with it is have it literally be like BoJack Horseman. Like, there are humans, there are animals, they're all standing upright, they're all walking around, except for the mayor that is just an animated cat on all fours, not wearing any clothes, and it's just like this little calico cat. And they like go to approach the mayor, and they're like, we must ask the mayor, and the mayor is like leaning in like a cat tree, and it's just like, meow.
What is the difference between that and what I said?
It's still animated.
In my mind, they were all standing on 2 feet.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so I don't know if it has to be that
crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think very similar to BoJack Horseman in that idea.
And Zootopia, which you haven't seen.
But yeah, I think to me it's supposed to be like everyday meaningless little problems. And it's funny.
Yeah.
And I feel like as an adult, maybe you like it because it's kind of silly or brings back memories or you're stoned, one of those things. If you're
so
a kid,
wait, is
like,
it a, is it a kid show that appeals to adults, or is it an animated show specifically made for adults?
I think it's an animated show for kids.
Okay.
That adults can watch.
Okay.
While they're high.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a couple of shows like that where like you either can go back and watch them because they're like they're funny because you remember them as a kid, or like if you're stoned, you want to watch something super silly.
So, not to burst your bubble, but...
Oh, I can't wait to be bursted.
Does everyone remember Charlie the Unicorn?
Yeah.
So everybody knows Film Cow, which is the creator of Charlie the Unicorn.
Okay.
No.
They have done this.
With a cat?
With a cat. It's called Detective Mittens.
But no, that's a detective.
But it's more adult and it's more like creepy weird. Like the cat solves murders.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just saying.
Not it at all.
Just because of a cat doesn't mean it's the same premise, Danny. What's wrong with you?
It's a cat that just like shows up and goes, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, so they took my stick with the meow thing.
Yeah, no, I'm disagreeing.
It's not the same concept, but the stick is the same with the meow thing. I mean, we could get rid of that. I just thought that was kind of like
no, I
silly
like that
funny.
Shtick. I'm just saying, hey, I mean, it worked for them. Might as well take it, run with it.
Word, yeah. We're stealing it.
So I guess where have we gotten with this? It's a 15-minute animated kids show. Everybody's on two legs, and the cat meows.
We have the show. It's right there. I mean, there's no. It's not a show that needs like a huge plotline or anything, or like a conclusion. Like it is what it is. It's easy.
Literally every episode's going to be self-contained. You don't have to watch them in succession, you know.
There's a lesson learned every episode.
Lesson learned every episode for the kids. Parents get a couple of giggles out of it.
So like, I don't know, give me an example of a problem that they would that the cat would solve.
Definitely already gave you one, but let's go with another one. Let's go with sharing.
Okay, so
do you want me to tell you how to people have problems with the sharing?
Yeah, I'm trying to nail down the show's engine, Justin.
So Danny and Brian are characters on the show, and they're not willing to share Justin's ideas.
They're two dogs not willing to share a bone.
So Kat comes in and is like, hey, if you cut that in half,
no, it's like,
you
meow.
Guys will both be able to get a piece of that. And they're like, oh, that makes so much sense. If we split this, we could share it.
And then they don't have anything on them to cut the bone in half. So then they have to go to like an arts and crafts store and buy scissors, but they don't have money. And then the cat comes in and is like, Mr. Mayor, we can't figure out how to cut the bone. And then the cat's like, meow, 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 meow. And then so they're like, yeah, we do need to sell our bodies on the streets.
Or that's like, you're right. We can ask our friends to share their scissors with us.
Correct.
And then it's all about sharing.
Exactly.
Correct.
There you go, Danny. See, you did an episode.
It sounds like it was that hard for you.
Danny is struggling with this. Danny does not care about dim kids.
I guess
you could talk about responsibility. Like, Danny has a plant that she never waters. When that happens, the plant is very sad and it gets sick. But if Danny starts watering the plant and makes a better schedule for herself, like a responsible adult, Danny will have a very healthy plant.
Although I will correct you, the plant behind me is actually overwatered. I have watered it too much. It has root rot, and I need to replant it today.
This episode, we're going to talk about how Danny overdoes things and needs to slow down and enjoy the process.
All right. Well,
we have the show. I don't even know why we're still talking. Like, it's there. We even have the title.
What's the title?
Mayor of Dogtown.
Oh, yeah.
I think it should be called, like, well, that one is called Detective Mittens. What's like a common name for a cat?
Fluffy, colon, Mayor of Dogtown.
Fluffy. Yep, I'm in.
Sure, yeah.
All right. I'm writing a log line.
And we'll be back because Danny's going to go off and write this amazing log line for our 49th episode. All right, Danny, we'll see you in a bit.
Hey, everyone. Just a quick reminder, as always, that these podcasts are for entertainment purposes only. These ideas are fresh, new, and sometimes submitted by you. Anything said is not meant to infringe on the copyright of any existing work of art, and everything is thought of during this show without any previous influence. If it sounds like something you've already seen or heard, what can I say? That's Hollywood, all out of fresh ideas. Thanks, and enjoy.
And welcome back. This is Can We Save the Cat? And we are going to have the greatest log line of the year pitch because it's the last one of the year. Danny, please give us the last log line of
Fluffy, Mayor of Dogtown, is a hysterical animated children's TV show. Every episode, the possum citizens of Dogtown face formidable day-to-day obstacles with the help of their mayor, the one and only Cat, who solves everything with one persuasive word, meow.
Oh my God.
Brian.
Yeah.
Go, Brian. Go.
I'll go first. I think my partner would divorce me if I didn't save this because of the Bluey comp that I gave it earlier. So I am going to save it. I actually think it's cute. I've really enjoyed Bluey. So we watched our niece and she was really into it. And it's an entertaining show. But whenever it would go off and some of the other ones were on, I was like, these could be better. So maybe we found our foray and we should just go like kids television shows and make them entertaining as F for adults. I know Danny loves that idea. Danny, do you save this cat?
So... Here's the thing. Would I watch it? No. Would it make good TV? Yeah. So I feel like I just have to save it because it's a show that I could see on TV that, like, if I had children, I guess they would watch. So plus Film Cow did it and I love everything that they do. So I'll save it. Might as well. All right, Justin, take us home or not.
So we started this show with what pitch?
An animated.
Correct. And we're finishing the season out.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even think about that.
So I would just like to say, like, full circle, what a funny and awesome way to finish the season.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, look, like, it's not like your most profound show ever, but, like, you can't always do that, and like it's not for everyone. You've got to have something for certain age groups.
Yeah.
As much as some people would probably like be super disdained and be like, oh, I'm not going to do a kid's show. It's not good enough. Like somebody has to do it. It needs to be out there. So I think it's a good show. I think you could have fun with it as well as like teach people something in a nice way. So I think it's necessary and I think it's great and I definitely save it.
This motherfucker saves this but scratched Teddy's?
Well, he's come a long way since then.
You scratched Teddy's.
In hindsight.
And I told you back then it wasn't for me, and I think I've grown to do more.
Okay.
To save more things.
If you could now, would you go back and save Teddy's?
I think I would.
There we go.
Then this whole podcast,
I mean, that's the whole thing of growing.
We have had character
growth.
Yeah,
it's a process.
We have.
Like, Brian, I think mid-season, Brian made the comment. He's like, I think I get Justin's idea, but, like, even if I wouldn't do it, the business side of me would take this project. So I think we've all grown a little bit and figured things out.
It's
like,
very fair.
I don't like animated stuff. It's not for me. But, like, I recognize, okay, that, it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm excited about that and that personal growth moment that you just shared. You know what I'm also excited about?
What you've been watching?
What I've been watching, yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, I will.
Is it blue?
It's not. It's actually black. I did something I have waited over a year to do, which is get back into the movie theater. I went Thursday and I saw Black Widow, and I was so happy to be in the theater with my large popcorn that I did get a refill on, by the way.
Nice.
Because I took that son of a bitch down. And, yeah, I went and saw Black Widow. It was good. It was entertaining. It wasn't anything like groundbreaking, like Endgame or anything like that. And it didn't really, I don't know, give any hope for the character for the future, set some other things up. So it was an overall solid spy kind of flick. My partner went with me and she doesn't typically like Marvel movies. And she enjoyed it because it's not really kind of a superhero-y movie. It's more like a spy thriller kind of a movie. And so, yeah, a lot of fun. Black Widow, check it out.
Also going kind of full circle, I guess, things that I've been meaning to get around to. I started watching Arrested Development.
Ooh.
Thanks to recommendations from this podcast. I had never seen it before. And yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely older. But hey, it's a comedy. It's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show. So I watched the pilot And I was like, yep, this is a pilot.
It is a very pilot-y pilot.
It's a very pilot. I mean, because they have to do the episode one, like, explaining who everyone is and yeah. All that stuff. All right, Justin.
All right. So I also did something Brian did. I went to the movie theater for the first time.
Yes.
Had some mediocre popcorn. Mm-hmm. And I watched one of the greatest franchises ever.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Brian, what do you think that franchise is?
Fast and the Furious.
Goddamn right.
You guys want to know how many Fast and the Furious movies I've seen?
Oh, my God.
Not enough.
Zero.
Not enough.
So I had not seen past number 4 ever. And
I just rewatched all the mess you're watching Fast 9.
I hadn't seen 2 or 3 since theaters, probably. And they were on sale on Vudu. And I bought one. And then somebody else that has my Vudu bought another. And then somebody else bought another. And the next thing I know, I've got like 4 there. And I'm like, well, guess I'm watching some Fast and Furious movies.
Look, I mean, it's not like groundbreaking movies, but it's like a fun storyline. Like, it's entertaining. There's some funny stuff. And like, it entertains.
You know what it is? It is pure popcorn movie.
Yeah.
It's Top Gun. It's Independence Day. It is pure going to the movies why you do it, right? It's like
candy for your brain.
I feel like Brian can't watch it, though, because there's definitely like some things that happen that are not realistic.
It does bother the shit out of me, some of the things they do.
I think that's the joke behind it all.
Like, I agree.
They make fun of it. They're like, well, last time we like flew a car off of a plane or something, and now you want to go to space? Like, I mean, it's just like, of course that's ridiculous, and of course that's stupid, but like, why not?
I think the funniest thing to me is like in the second movie, their big stunt was like landing a car onto a boat. That was like mm-hmm. the big finale. That was it. They just ramped a car onto a boat. And like, it wasn't even a good landing or anything like that. Like, they just landed it on the boat. And then, like Justin said, I read that in this one, they freaking go to space.
Yes.
And it's like, how did this franchise go from that to this?
I feel like every movie, they're like, how do we make this more ridiculous, but like semi-possible?
So, you know, Vin Diesel and everybody's always said that this is like a 10-movie franchise, right? And this was correct. The 9th one, so one more left. Mm-hmm. I honestly, at this point, am just so excited because I kept reading about like Fast and the Furious and Jurassic World crossovers. And I'm like, if this isn't the 10th movie, then we don't deserve either of these franchises because they're just getting so ridiculous that there's a point of convergence. And I actually think the world might end before that happens because the world can't sustain a Fast and the Furious meets Jurassic Park like melding of franchises. It's too powerful.
Oh,
it can't exist.
Too powerful.
It's Thanos with all the Infinity Stones right there.
But the funny thing about Fast and Furious, as like bro-y and like fast car it is, it's like they do a pretty good job of like promoting female role models and like, you know, female characters in the show. It's super about family, which is like, seems like it wouldn't be.
We've seen the memes, Justin. It's all about
family.
All
about
family.
But like, realistically, if you look at the movie overall, they do a good job of making like a good, wholesome movie intertwined with like all that stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
So like, it's a decent movie. And I mean, the whole Paul Walker thing was like, they always do a good job of kind of like making a note about him. Which is cool.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen his last one or any of the ones after. I'm currently on Fast.
Yeah, both his brothers played like his body double.
I've seen the meme where it's like directors in quarantine and it's like a little remote control car on a treadmill real close up with like a sprinkler and it looks like Fast and the Furious car going on a road.
Oh my God.
All right,
well... It sounds like everybody is watching something pretty cool. Danny, it looks like the next step for you is maybe make it to a movie theater.
Yeah, I missed the memo. Nobody told me.
Yeah.
But good news, like, movie theaters are open. People are going back to them. And
our industry is not dead.
Hopefully that's good news for the industry. And
right in time for a new variant to put us all back at home. Hopefully not.
This has been...
Hopefully not. The most depressing ending to an episode ever. Well, I would just like to say, as this is our 49th and technically our last episode of the season...
Last real episode, yeah.
Big thank you to everybody. Came up with this project kind of like on a whim as a crazy idea during the pandemic. And these two right here were awesome enough to not only say yes to it, but give it a shot. Because other people, I did ask around to see if people wanted to join.
You don't got to throw out that we were your 74th option.
These two have been with me since like a while. Like we've done a movie together. We've written together. So it's been pretty cool. And happy they did it and happy we made it a whole year. And we've come up with 49, if not more, pretty solid ideas if we ever want to like make it big.
Let's do it.
So thanks for listening. Like and subscribe. And I can't wait to see what you guys think of season two.
Absolutely. Yeah. To tag on to that, thank you all so much. Episode 50 is kind of a celebration of everything that we've done so far. It's a bracket episode. It is. We're taking our 36 non-guest, non-themed ideas and we're putting them out there and we're gonna see which ones come out. I've gotten some feedback on seeding, so we're pretty excited about this. It's gonna be a lot of fun to just kind of sit down and 30 minutes or so crack open a cold one and just enjoy reliving some of these memories and episodes. So thank you all so much for 49. Here's to one more, and then here's to many more in season two.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. That's three saves for Fluffy Mayor of Dogtown coming full circle with that animated children's show. And yeah, like, rate, subscribe, keep posted. We might be doing some exciting birthday things, so keep an eye out on the socials for that. You'll be invited. And you can find me at Official Danny Hanks on Instagram and at Danny_Hanks on Twitter, as well as at Can We Save Pod for that information. And keep an eye out. Keep subscribed. Give us some comments. Give us some love.
You can find me at Bredacted on Instagram and apparently Bredacted42 on Twitter. So be sure and follow me there.
Awesome. Thank you all so much. We'll see you next week. I am at Justin Eugene.
On all the big socials.
See you later.
More concepts to come by.
See you.